Board of Commissioners, regular session, Thursday, May 14th, 2015, meeting to order. Second item is the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
He's deaf, too.
He's new. Commissioner Brown?
Here.
Commissioner Carabelli?
Present.
Commissioner Duje?
Present.
Commissioner Flynn?
Here.
Commissioner Kleinfeld?
Here.
Commissioner Marino?
Here.
Commissioner Majak?
Here.
Commissioner Miller?
Here.
Commissioner Sabatini?
Here.
Commissioner Sager?
Here.
Commissioner Smith?
Here.
Commissioner Toko?
Here.
Commissioner Vosburgh?
Here.
Invocation by Commissioner James Carabelli.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. May we bow our heads. Today we work together to use our resources wisely. As trusted servants, we are seeking blessings on our deliberations and on our efforts here today. We meet with the intent on doing good work. We seek to represent fairly and well those who have given us the task and enabled us to serve with respect for all. May our effort be blessed with insight, guided by understanding and wisdom. May our personal faiths give us strength to act honestly and mindfully in all matters before us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Adoption of the agenda.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Marino, supported by Duje. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The agenda is so adopted. Approval of minutes dated April 29th and May 7th, 2015. Moved by Brown, supported by Vosburgh. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Public participation. Any members of the public wishing to speak? Going once, twice, three times, public participation is closed. Correspondence from the executive. There is none at this time. On to item number nine. On the charter is specific that we need a motion to approve or reject Stephen Smigel as Director of Finance. Moved by Vosburgh, supported by Carabelli.
Roll call vote.
Take a roll call because
I'm joking.
All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Congratulations, Steve. You unanimously agreed.
So you're buying then, right?
Congratulations, Steve. Appointments, executive appointment with board concurrence. There are three vacancies and three applicants from the executive office that require our confirmation. Is there a motion to approve in their entirety? Moved by Smith, supported by Sager. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The appointments are carried unanimously. B, are the board chair has two appointments and executive has two appointments. There's a receive and file letter that is attached.
Motion to receive and file.
Moved by Marino, supported by Toko. Any discussion? Commissioner Vosburgh?
Could you just state who the people are, please?
The two people that, hold on, let me get to the page so I can read the executive ones as well. It is on page
24.
My appointments, my two appointments were Ed Brewley and Jennifer Miller, and the executives were Stan Simic. And I asked for a memo. They sent over an email, which is fine. That is Stan Simic and Ron DiBartolomeo. Any discussion? Seeing none? Motion to receive and file. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's received. Committee reports. Finance, May 7th. Without objection, we won't read the minutes. Need a motion and support. Moved by Marino, supported by Toko. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
The items passed unanimously. Infrastructure Economic Development, May 12th. waived by the Finance Committee Chair. It's on page 38.
Waive the reading of minutes, Mr. Chairman, without objection.
Support.
Supported. So, need a motion and support. Moved by Marino, supported by Smith. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The infrastructure items carry. Items waived by Health and Human Services and Finance Committee Chairs. Since Bill Rudella is here, it's a budget amendment, Chronic Disease Coordinating Networks Grant Health. Can you give us a brief description before we have a motion? And Commissioners, that is on page 159.
Yes, good evening, and thank you, Chair. Again, this is a grant that the department is receiving from the Greater Detroit Area Health Council. Actually, the Greater Detroit Area Health Council has received the grant from the state to implement chronic disease care networks. And we're going to be working with a number of partners, including Henry Ford McComb, the Greater Detroit Area Health Council, recreation departments in Warren, East Point, and Roseville, and a number of other community partners to look at strategies based on some of CDC's best practices to reduce chronic disease, especially related to diabetes, hypertension, and cardiovascular disease.
Need a motion? Moved by Duje, supported by Kleinfeld. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The item carries unanimously. Thanks, Bill.
Hold
on. On board chair report, Macomb Orchard Trail. We're still waiting for the executive office to reach out to look to renegotiate the interlocal agreement. Commissioner Carabelli and I have both sent that overture, and we're waiting for the executive office to contact us. Commissioner Carabelli, did you have anything else on that? Payroll process still in changeover until we get to a Friday time frame, so if any employees do ask you, that's the reason why. Freedom Hill, there is no contract that's been sent over to our office. It's still being battered back and forth between Corp Counsel and Luna Hillside. This is our last full board meeting in May, and I believe, what's the first event for the park lease agreement?
Precise date, I can't recall. I don't have the agreement.
I don't have the agreement with me. The precise date I'm not certain of, but it's early June.
And so I'm in a position where we have to decide, are we going to call a special meeting for this before our full board? Are the three people that have the authority to sign off on it, or are we not going to take up that action and there can't be the events that were already scheduled there? I think Harley Fest is the first one. So I'm going to need some direction from commissioners as well as, in this instance, I think it'd be Chair of Finance and then Infrastructure on what you'd like me to do in the process. Commissioner Miller?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, we set up the, you alluded to it, we set up the protocol for expediting certain contracts last term for things just like this, and you know, I would assume this would fall into that category. I'm happy to work with you in that process and work to keep everybody informed and answer any questions, but certainly I think that we have an obligation to make sure that these events go as planned, so I'm willing to work with you to expedite those contracts.
Is that the general sentiment?
No.
Please speak up if it isn't, because for me, it doesn't matter if we call a special meeting or we sign off on these things. So, anybody else have any other comments? Okay. No, it'd be up to the three people. But yeah, I just wanted to gauge the commission.
Point of information, why don't you explain for the new commissioners the why we put it in place and what we put in place?
I apologize for that. I should have started my comments. So, for cases that are non-emergency but have some sort of impact on the county financially, or there's some interruption of services, it gives the board chair the ability to sign contracts along with the chair of finance and the chair of that respective committee. If it was a health and human services contract, it would be you, Commissioner Duje. In this instance, it's infrastructure, so it would be actually Commissioner Myjack and Commissioner Carabelli that would have to sign off on those. Does that explain that? Thank you. All right, any other questions on Freedom Hill? We will send over two commissioners the agreement from the executive office when it does arrive here. Searches for retirement administrator and equalization director. Retirement administrator, we put somebody on, we've kept the interim person there for another 90 days to try to redefine the role. We had an individual that we acquired from the Warren Police and Fire, but after a year we severed ties with that individual for numerous reasons. So we really want to build up the Office of Retirement Administrator. We're too big of an organization not to have somebody to do that, and the pension system is paying $200,000 a year to that effect, and it doesn't come out of general fund dollars. Equalization Director, I've received a letter from Steve Mellon indicating that he's going to retire at the end of next fall, November, I believe, or December. But we're trying to start the process early because it's such a niche service. There might be 100 in the state of Michigan. However, Steve tells me that there might be only about 15 that would actually qualify or that would apply for this position that are active. These aren't individuals that we can get from other states. Michigan does their own certification, level up to level 4 assessor, which is the highest, and it's a 2-year program, so it's not like we could find somebody from another state and run them through programs to see if they become certified. So we're working through that process and trying to identify somebody because it's something that's mandated and not easy to find. And along with that, I think in the last budget cycle, Steve came to us, and I think we might have incorporated it at the time, but it was taken out towards the end of the budget process. We're probably going to have to raise the salary that's more comparable to some of the bigger counties in the state of Michigan or the bigger cities. Any questions about that? MTB update. We are continually trying to set up a conference call with all parties over some technical issues about the social welfare fund, and Scott's going to be here next month to talk about the budget amendments as well as the $935,000 that he's had conversations with independent counsels from Martha T. as well as from the executive office at O'Reilly Rancilio. Budget review calendar, it's in your packet. Retiree Healthcare Interim Trust, we're in the process. We interviewed two investment consultants today, and next week we're reviewing three independent counsels for that board. We have some terrific people who applied and some top-notch companies, so I think we'll be in good hands. We're making decisions and deliberating next Wednesday the 20th to make final decisions, and we'll forward those over to commissioners. Our goal is to try to put that money into the market over the course of 6 to 12 months to kind of hedge our risk so we don't put it in the market in one day, as we talked about throughout the discussions. And on a positive note, congratulations to Bob Smith. His swearing-in ceremony is tomorrow at 4 p.m. in Judge Biernat's office. So if any commissioners can attend, that'd be great. I don't get to see them as much around here anymore, but congratulations. BOC scanning project, there's an individual that has a sign-up in one of the offices back there that's probably going to be here most days of the week. He's the head of the project. His name is Tony. So please welcome him. It's going to probably take numerous months. There's two individuals, one's starting back in the 1940s, one's starting as most recently, and somewhere they're going to meet in about 1977. So that's just a big project. We went through applications for a intern. The staff interviewed 4 or 5 people. They narrowed it down to 1 or 2 for myself. I selected that individual. Her name is Katie Conley. She'll be here until August from Central Michigan University, where she just graduated. So if commissioners do need some research done, please let us know. And in the back, you'll see it. I've tried to narrow down the 3 different level interns. We have one that's a paid stipend. We have one that's non-paid. Then we have a high school and overseas internship program. But we wanted to kind of institutionalize and solidify that so people knew which categories they fall under. There's been some issues with proofreading in resolutions. I've met with staff, and now there's going to be a policy in place internally where there has to be at least two or three people who cross-check resolutions for grammar, et cetera. And either at one point or time, I'm going to have to see them, or Patty, if I'm not in the office, will have to sign off on those. Just so everybody knows, parking structure closes at 8 p.m., and on full board nights, they stay open until 9 p.m. The rest is in the packet. So, any questions? Seeing none, need a motion to receive and file. Moved by Marino, supported by Toco. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The board's chair report is filed. Proclamation commending Brandon Kuhn, Eagle Scout, offered by Brown. Recommended by the Infrastructure Economic Development Committee. Moved by Brown, supported by Marino. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Proclamation is passed unanimously. Any new business before the commission? No new business before the commission. Public participation going once.
Uh-oh. Gets in the position of authority and now wants to talk.
Steve Schmiegel, 26252 Wexford, Warren, Michigan, 48091. Just want to thank the commission for the trust and confidence you're placing in me as finance director. It's an exciting opportunity. I mentioned before at a previous meeting, I'm only the sixth in the last 83 years. So it's a short list. I'm very happy to be on it. So thank you again.
Congratulations. For those of us who are in meetings with Steve all the time, we always got to make sure we're about 4 or 5 feet away from him, out of his wingspan, because he likes to move his arms around. Roll call.
Commissioner Brown?
Here.
Commissioner Carabelli?
Carabelli present.
Commissioner Duje?
Absolutely.
Commissioner Flynn? Commissioner Kleinfeld?
Here.
Commissioner Marino?
Here.
Commissioner Majak? Commissioner Miller?
Here.
Commissioner Sabatini?
Here.
Commissioner Sauger?
Here.
Commissioner Smith?
Here.
Commissioner Toco?
Here.
Commissioner Vosburg?
Here.
Motion to adjourn, Mr. Chairman.
Moved by Duje, supported by Kleinfeld. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.